The sound you have just heard was the immediate and efficient removal of a sharp 1956 hubcap from a sharp 1956 automobile. The hubcap removed may be viewed by the interested owner, sundry citizenry, and appreciative teenagers at your nearest high school or neighborhood drive-in, immeasurably enhancing the sleekness of that cut-down hot rod squirreling past us en route to a ball, 1956 teenage style.
The Columbia Pacific Radio Network presents Golden Hubcaps, a story dealing with an illegal traffic that has grown into mammoth proportions throughout the United States, the theft of automobile hubcaps. The tapes you will hear are real.
What kind of hubcaps do you have on this car prior to this?
I'm in the back trunk of 51 Mercury.
It's a right wheel different from the others. That's what I wondered if that was the record.
They're all different from the other side.
Where'd you get these two?
These two? I got them from him.
Where'd you get the two on the back?
Some guy gave them to me.
Huh? Some guy?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know who it was. I mean, it just...
Sure you didn't,
No, I never. I'm swear to that.
Swear to what?
Whatever you...
You swear to what?
That's why I didn't take them off any car, that's all.
My name is Tom Harmon. One of the voices you've just heard was that of Lieutenant M.B. Myers of the Auto Theft Division, Los Angeles Police Department. The other voice...
I'm swear to that.
Swear to what?
Whatever you...
You swear to what?
That's why I didn't take him off any car, that's all.
Does the voice ring familiar to you? A neighborhood boy? A best chum of your own 17-year-old? Or the kid who yelled at you last night when the lights turned from green to red, and exhaust fumes of a two-tone convertible told you once more the highways are beckoning the young in tremendous numbers. Today we're going to meet quite a few of these youngsters, some in serious trouble, others perhaps following. And we're going to meet quite a few people concerned over the welfare of these sons of yours. For though an automobile hubcap may seem to be a strange topic for CBS Radio to devote a full half hour of its time and facilities to developing, the fact that I am talking to you now means that many interested parties want you, the automobile driver, to be aware of a problem that is growing out of all proportions to what it should be. Too many people are losing, not only the victim of theft, but the child who steals, the parent who closes his eyes, and the public who is too often indifferent. Listen to a police officer in the Maywood District of Greater Los Angeles tell you what the hubcap problem is in police eyes.
They far outnumbered all of the rest of our crimes put together, with the exception of checks. The amount stolen from the automobiles was larger than all of the armed robberies, burglaries, and other types of thefts put together. So it's by far the greatest problem we have at the present time.
The theft of hubcaps is not a police problem solely. Far from it. Recently, I visited with Mr. Albert H. Wood, manager and director of public relations of the Western Insurance Information Service. And what he had to say took the hubcap problem forever out of the kid prank class.
Hubcap loss claims alone paid by casualty insurance companies throughout the country amounted to some $3.5 million. One company right here in Los Angeles reported that during 1955, some 884 hubcap claims were paid through them, averaging approximately $25 each, or a bill for more than $22,000. And when you figure that there's some 500 or 600 companies writing automobile insurance in this state, the loss or theft of hubcaps could easily run into the $1 million bracket.
Facts and figures on an insurance company ledger, one might say. So? But now, here is vivid evidence that facts and figures have living breath, frightening and stark, such as lived by a Los Angeles businessman not too many months ago.
We had the unfortunate experience of shooting one of these juveniles, not knowing he was a juvenile at the time. We heard a noise one night in the garage, and since that shortly before that time, one of my neighbors heard them working on the car, and they made an attempt to run him down. I put my gun in my pocket and went down, and they were trying to take the car, and I told them to stay where they were, and they made a run for it. And I shot in the dark and injured one of the juveniles. He fell in the street, and I came in and called the police and an ambulance immediately, and they took him to the hospital, and the boy is out and around, I understand, and fully recovered.
Then the story of Golden Hubcaps is real, and it covers many hours and days of meeting victim and thief, merchant and businessman, kids and policemen. And frankly, the project of telling you about hubcaps has become a part of me, for I learned quite a bit about a subject that I feel goes much farther than the theft of hubcaps alone. It concerns youngsters and their future, as well as the immediate loss of hubcaps to an automobile driver. So let's meet the problem head on. How does a hubcap thief operate? Listen to an actual questioning session in the office of the Chief of Detectives, Arcadia Police Department, Arcadia, California. Along with Lieutenant Myers of the Los Angeles Police, the detective chief is questioning an 18-year-old youth held in police custody on suspicion of auto theft and theft from auto, which included hubcaps.
Well, I stole one set of hubcaps in Glendale, and headed out for Hollywood. And we just messed around out there, you know, just looking around and all that. Then we seen these hubcaps on a Chevy. So we popped them off, put them in the car, and then went a couple of more blocks down by the Greyhound bus depot. And there was an Oldsmobile sitting in there. So with spinners on it, 56. So we popped the ones off of there.
How long would it take you to get four hubcaps off of a car?
Well, two guys doing it. It didn't take more than a minute. Less than a minute.
What do you use to get the hubcaps?
Screwdriver.
How about a church key?
Well, no, it's too much work to do it like that. I had a big, long screwdriver. All you had to do was just stick it in once and just pry it off, and it just pop right off.
Are you concerned with the noise that it makes in your particular...
Well, when you're doing it that fast, I mean, when you got a car sitting there running, you know.
Get away from the car.
Yeah. Oh. There's not too much.
Was this
worry
a daytime or nighttime?
Oh, this is at night.
Oh. Late?
When we got the hubcaps, it was around 12.
Now listen. Our young man, just speaking, has eager young followers coming up in the ranks, as told us by Officer Childers of the Whittier Police Department.
I processed two juveniles, age 11 and 13, last Saturday. They were caught stealing hubcaps during the week, and they said that they had heard so much about it from the older kids that they thought it would be kicks to try it.
It's a big traffic, this theft and use among juveniles of automobile hubcaps. Long Beach Juvenile Officer Pearson echoes these facts.
Certainly that's a big traffic among juveniles, is the theft of hubcaps. It's a big headache.
So when you have a headache, you take a pill. Starting today, October 14th, on through October 20th, is Oil Progress Week. And during this week, the Oil Industry Information Committee of Los Angeles, made up of all segments of the vast oil industry, dealers, jobbers, and large and small companies engaged in production, refining, transportation, and marketing, is inviting you, the automobile driver, to take a special, sweet-tasting pill they are offering. Free identification of your automobile hubcaps at any service station or automobile dealer displaying a hubcap identification service poster. This is the oil industry's contribution to protect its customer, you, by making available a method which will help reduce the theft of automobile hubcaps by personal identification.
I'm Hite from Vernon PD, and I'd like to point out that the idea of the identification of these hubcaps is... going to make us feel rather good. We're going to be able to do a little better job. For instance, the uniform officer stopping the juvenile in the field and seeing upwards to 6 and 8 sets of brand new hubcaps in his automobile and literally not being able to do too much about it. But now we can probably handle it many times right in the field or right in the station without too much harm to the kid or his parents, get it settled and show him that we do know what's up and it is a serious thing. And I think that it's going to be very effective, as was pointed out before, in a preventative measures.
Marking of hubcaps will be accomplished by special engraving tools being furnished dealers and service station operators. Identification will be your license number engraved on the outside of each hubcap at the valve stem hole. Police say it'll cut down hubcap thefts almost 75%. I attended a luncheon recently in which numerous police officers were present, and I heard firsthand what this hubcap problem means in police terms and experience. Listen to a few of them as I did.
I'm Officer Lennon from Bell. Just the other day I had information, it hasn't been checked out yet, that we have one fellow working in our area, an adult. He has approximately 25 to 30 juveniles out every night picking up hubcaps for him. We have the first name only of this man. We believe he's in the Compton area. The information we have is that he is a heroin addict.
Wolf, Monrovia PD. We had an interesting case come up on our last Monrovia Day's affair at Recreation Park, where a juvenile was picked up, and in the process he was shook down, and we found a beer can opener in his pocket. We asked him what he did with the beer cans that he had. He said he didn't drink beer. He used a beer can opener to take hubcaps with.
I had a case a few years ago. He made his entire living from stealing hubcaps, but whether he used narcotics or not, I had no knowledge of. He had a workshop where he'd refinish some of the hubcaps that were marred a little bit before he'd sell them to other service stations. I recovered around 500 hubcaps from various service stations that he'd sold them to that had them up for sale on racks.
We got four in custody right now, two of them juveniles and two of them 18. The one was an unusual story in that two boys were involved in a speed contest, and the 18-year-old had to appear in court, and his fine was $53. He asked the judge for a continuance on it to get the money. They went out and stole himself five sets of hubcaps and paid the fine.
And the kids are busier than ever, as told me by an officer of the San Gabriel, California Police Department. His voice mirrors the seriousness of the problem for us all.
Most of ours have been removed at the bowling alley, theater, and now they're beginning to hit the San Gabriel Country Club. They're hitting as much in the daytime as they are at nighttime now.
The Los Angeles businessman, whom we heard from earlier regarding his almost tragic episode on boys stealing his automobile hubcaps, is afraid.
And I'm afraid that we have trained a bunch of young salesmen, or they've been hearing too many things on psychology.
Whether our youngsters engaged in the hubcap traffic are salesmen or amateur psychologists may be a point open for question. But that they are aware of what they are doing when they steal hubcaps can be heard from their own lips. Listen.
How long have you had that car?
How long?
Yeah.
Oh, about, since about November last year.
And were those hubcaps out when you bought them?
No, I bought them from Buick.
Do you have a bill of sale for them?
Of the hubcaps, yes.
Can I see it?
No, I don't have it with me.
Where is it?
Oh.
And you have a bill of sale?
I think so.
You think so, yeah. Or are you sure?
Oh, I think I could find it. I'll look around a little bit.
Should we go down and look?
Oh, you want to go down and look?
Yeah.
Go.
Okay.
I'm lining back up again. I chickened out. We're not going to my house.
Why'd you chicken out?
I'm afraid.
Afraid of what?
Police. I'm not afraid of the police, actually, but what if I couldn't find this bill of sale? Then you'd have to take my hubcaps.
And here's a youngster who went his counterpart one better.
Where did you get the hubcaps?
I bought them.
What kind of hubcaps are these?
These are Dodge.
Lancer?
Yeah.
Dodge Lancer hubcaps?
Mm-hmm.
How much did you pay for them?
$35.
$35?
Yeah, plus tax. Yeah.
Do you have a receipt for the hubcaps?
Yeah. I just got them the other day.
Oh, recently?
Yeah.
Did you sign this?
Yeah, I wrote that up.
What?
He was sort of, yeah.
You wrote this up
yourself?
Uh-huh. You mean you wrote the bill?
Yeah.
As we've heard two boys and how they protect their hubcap interests, let's listen to two police officers who have run into just what we've been listening to. Youth aware of the limits of the law.
We've had a lot of kids in the past where they've had off-breed hubcaps on their cars, where they have had phony bills of sales for the cars. We know they're phony, but there's no way of checking them out. The name doesn't jive or the address doesn't jive. They possibly could have bought them, and the fellow that sold them to them could have gave them a phony address.
This suspect is in custody. He's out of state, but we have information that he carries in his toolbox in his car at all times several bills of sale for hubcaps, so that anything he runs onto, he's well covered.
It is true that the majority of youngsters questioned by police realize the authorities have no proof if the hubcaps in question are rightfully theirs or if they are stolen. So the stories given police vary in intriguing degrees. But the police believe one of the paramount reasons for theft is this.
Most of the kids would steal them for the purposes of selling them to other juveniles. And as the remark came out, maybe a $25 hubcap would be sold for $2 each. Many of the hubcaps were sold to used car dealers, junkyards, and what have you.
And if and when the young thief is caught, what is usually the parent's reaction?
The parent don't want to believe that their child would steal an article that didn't belong to them. Most of the time we had 100% cooperation.
But the police officer talking to us now, who is a detective with the Inglewood Juvenile Detail, states this further interesting bit of information.
Many times we'd have where the parent had actually furnished the $5 for this individual to purchase the hubcaps from another individual, and then from that to even a second and third party before we did find out that they were actually stolen property.
That the kids steal from each other is the old maxim of no honor among thieves put into inconvenient reality. And the youngsters find themselves enmeshed in their own devilment, as one high school boy explained to questioning police officers.
Where's your hubcap?
Oh, I took them off because I went to a football game last night.
Well, what'd you take them off for?
Because I didn't want to get them swiped.
And let's not leave the girls completely out of the picture. Here's a young lady the police stopped near a Los Angeles high school just recently.
Where did you get the hubcaps on your car?
They were given to me.
By whom?
A friend.
What's his name?
Jack Jones.
Where does he live?
Glendale.
Oh, do you know the address?
No, I don't.
Do you know where he got them?
He bought them.
So the story of the golden hubcap could go on and on, and we could bring you taped interviews of youngsters far into the night. But the problem of hubcap thefts concerns all, not just the youngsters. Whether you be a private citizen or an automobile dealer, the youngster who steals is not just to be condemned and forgotten or stopped with guns, walls, and bars. He must be helped to stop by all of us removing the temptation that is constantly before him. The Oil Information Committee's program to identify your hubcaps is that step, and support of it comes not only from the police, but from private citizens such as the businessman heard earlier.
Well, I feel that this marking of the hubcaps is one of the very best solutions that we can have, plus the fact that if the automobile industry can be talked into making it more difficult to remove hubcaps because the time element is such an important thing, the marking of hubcaps should discourage the thing as well as anything that we can do, because once these youngsters realize that all hubcaps are marked, so that it cannot be removed, I believe it will stop them cold, because it's too easy to follow them up.
And such automobile dealers as Bob Yackel of Yackel Oldsmobile, who also joins in endorsing the new program of hubcap identification.
Well, Harlan, I want you to know this, that I'm real happy as an automobile dealer to see all the cooperation that the people are putting in and getting behind this movement to mark hubcaps. It was so bad, they were being stolen so often, that we stopped selling them. We recommended to our customers that they just wouldn't buy them, because you couldn't go a week or 10 days without them being stolen off a car if you ever left a car unattended any place. I'm real happy to see everybody getting behind this movement, because it's going to stop the juvenile from stealing the hubcap to start with, and that's what we're all interested in, is keeping our youngsters from even committing a crime, not prosecuting them after it.
Another prominent automobile dealer in the Southern California area is Ben Barclay of Barclay Motors. This is what Ben had to say.
Well, Tom, I'll tell you what I'm going to do about this thing. I'm going to cooperate with it 100%. by marking each hubcap with the license number of the car. This will tend to cut down the juvenile delinquency of stealing hubcaps and also the receiver of such hubcaps from a sales standpoint.
Only through the cooperation of the automobile driving public will the projected program of the Oil Information Committee realize success, not only in Southern California, but eventually throughout the entire West and the United States. Hubcaps are not just stolen in the Los Angeles area, but everywhere. Perhaps one of the prime avenues of sale, or should I say, attempted sale of hubcaps, is to the neighborhood junk dealer. He meets the hubcap salesman daily.
They come in 5-6 kids at a time, at least 2-3 times a day they come in. They either wish to sell it to us or trade it for another type of hubcap or some other type of part.
What are their ages?
They run from kids 9 and 10 all the way up to grown boys of 21, 22.
How do the youngsters explain their possession of hubcaps, often sets from 1956 Oldsmobiles, Dodges, or other high-priced automobiles?
They're pretty clever. Usually, if they have a Ford cap they want to sell you, they come in a Ford, and their Ford is just barren of any caps at all. And they say, well, we just pull these off the car, and we're going to, you know, wait till we get some more money to buy a set of Starfires, be interested in these Ford caps. And that's generally the story. Or another one that's quite prevalent, most of them actually seem to use this, that one I'm going to tell you now, is well, these things keep falling off the corner of Rosecrans and Crenshaw as the guy turns the corner.
And when the junk dealer turns the youngsters down on his endeavor to sell or exchange the hubcaps he has in his possession, what then is the reaction?
Very indignant. Why? Just why don't you want to do it? We give them a real honest-to-goodness story. We have to make out a police report and wait 21 days, and so we just don't want to be bothered with that.
And the price being dickered?
Price drops to nothing when you show disinterest. You can just about give them a couple of cokes already and they're willing to get rid of them because they don't know where to really go with them, because wreckers, generally speaking, will not buy hubcaps off kids.
But there is a more serious side to the hubcap theft problem that you heard at the beginning of this program as told by the Los Angeles businessman involved in the shooting of a juvenile. His experience with hubcap thefts has been as a plague.
Just a rough estimate, I would say this is close to 10 sets that I have lost since January the 1st on the same automobile.
One youth who had stolen a set of hubcaps from the victim returned to the scene of his crimes, not to steal again, but to have a talk with his victim.
A boy brought four of my hubcaps back when he found that they were marked inside, and he tried to shake me down for $10, said that he had bought them, and would I give him his $10 back, and he'd return my hubcaps. A few nights later, one of my neighbors scared them off taking hubcaps out here again, and as I saw the car leave, I am reasonably sure that he was the same one in the same car again taking hubcaps.
Perhaps one of the most significant experiences the Los Angeles gentleman experienced was his encounter with a youth that involved himself being attacked.
Well, I was in a defensive situation. He was attempting to take the hubcaps off of a car. I told him to stay where he was, and he came at me, and I had been unloading my car over here, and we saw him. My daughter was standing out here, and we saw him, and I got him by the leather jacket, and he attacked me, and we went around the street a little bit, but I brought him around and over across the street, and he slipped out of his leather jacket and escaped. He was a boy I'd estimate weighing about 190 pounds, a high school kid, and he gave us a pretty rough time.
What follows this is the most revealing of all, a letter addressed to the man that had been forced to strike out in the defense of his property and injure a young boy. A letter from the parents of that boy, telling their appreciation of what had been done. Let me read a bit of it to you. Dear sir, we are happy to report that the two bad gashes on our son's head are healing nicely, and the scar which he will carry through life will be a constant reminder to him that he is not to step out of line again. How the beating occurred is not important. The important fact is that our son deserved every blow, and to protect his property, he might have done exactly as you did. The boy's father and I actually are glad for the beating you gave our son. It was the kind of adult reaction he needed, since obviously his father and I can no longer spank. End of letter. And speaking of spanking and dealing with errant juveniles, here's one who has a positive philosophy all of his own. He claims it's done well for him.
When I was young, I mean, I guess we've all done a little thieving when we were small. But, I mean, I've had my tail beat by my dad early in the morning when he'd come home from work about 2 or 3 in the morning, and my mother'd tell him, and, I mean, he broke me of the habit pretty young. My dad, I think, did me more better than having my name down on a record, you know what I mean? He beat the tar right out of me.
However, for some youngsters, caution and help came too late, and they find themselves in a police station being questioned about their activities, their fate waiting the action of a court, as is the boy you are about to hear. You heard him talking with police at the opening moments of my half hour with you. This is a boy who started out with hubcaps. Why?
I didn't do it for the kicks of it or anything, because I don't like stealing, period. I mean, it's just too much sweat in it. You don't know whether the police are going to catch up with you or not, but I just didn't want to go to the can that way. Now, the first time and the last time, actually, I didn't need the money, you know. But I guess I did it the time before to help me out of a jam, you know. Well, I guess I just went on to the second time.
How old is he?
Well, I'm 18.
Time these were going on, you were 17 on some of these thefts.
No, I was 18 all the while.
Turned 18?
May 28th, I turned 18.
Did you know that you were no longer juvenile in the eyes of the law when you reached 18?
Yeah.
Looking back on it all, the boy had this to say in answer to police questions.
It just isn't worth it. All you got to do is just think of the consequences if you're caught.
If
that ought to stop anybody. Just think of the worst that can happen.
Did you ever think of that at the time that you started to steal the hubcaps?
Yeah.
But it didn't seem to stop you. Now, is there anything stronger that you'd like to say that might deter a kid in the future from stealing?
Well, the guys that, my estimation, that go out and do it for the kicks, there's only one way to stop them, and that's to catch them.
To catch them is not the complete answer. It goes much further than victim and thief. The answer lies in basic prevention, such as this half hour has tried to impress on you, the listener. You have heard many voices involved in the hubcap theft problem from all walks and levels of our society, and they all speak for one need. Prevention. Identification of your automobile hubcaps will eliminate the greatest crux of the problem. As we have heard, the police to date have been all but powerless to prove identification of hubcaps when a thief is apprehended, and the victim himself can rarely prove identity of his own hubcaps when confronted with them in a police storage room. But with the license number of the automobile engraved indelibly on the hubcaps, it will be as incriminating as a fingerprint to the hubcap thief. Service station dealers say it will take all of 10 seconds to identify hubcaps for interested parties. Those 10 seconds could well save the automobile owner that time twice and twice again in dollars. A youngster, perhaps, from one day spending that time in months or years in prison. Wherever you see a hubcap identification poster, drive in and have your hubcaps identified. Save yourself potential trouble, and a youngster potential dangerous temptation. This is asked by the Oil Industries Information Committee who thought up the idea, the police departments who have cooperated and endorsed this program, and by a mother whose son was shot. You have been listening to Golden Hubcaps with Tom Harmon as your host narrator. All tape inserts were recorded in the field. Golden Hubcaps was produced and directed by Jules Maitland and Sterling Tracy for the CBS Radio Network.